This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, concern for others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Ivy English Radio. So topic is concern for others, and obviously this is a very broad topic, and I'm going to try and narrow it down to particular sorts of, let's say, scenarios maybe, just to make it a bit easier to talk about it. I'm using an example of just a particular attitude of one of our famous martyrs, His Eminence the Sayyid. So it's said about him that he was always thinking about other people. So, for example, he'd always be thinking basically about his troops, about the fighters, no matter what he was doing. So, for example, if he was sitting down, and this is sort of the way it was narrated by one of his sons, so he would literally be, if he was eating bread with yogurt, he might be sitting there and literally sort of asking and wondering, I wonder how the fighters are doing, what are they eating, what's their meal? And it's also commented that most likely the fighters were eating a more substantial sort of slightly more special meal than the Sayyid was. And even, for example, when he was making wudu, he'd also be sort of wondering about, oh, what sort of facilities are there for the fighters, for the troops to be able to make their wudu easily enough. And you know, this is a particular way of this is a particular mindset. So not only, and obviously this mindset is rooted in piety. This is rooted in just basically being the best servant of Allah. And obviously the, and that's for obviously, and I would say that the nafs, these things that we want for ourselves, these desires that we want for ourselves, they sort of have been burnt away almost. And I think this is a terminology maybe some of our scholars use. So we can sort of basically destroy the nafs, that ego that always wants. And I'll talk about this a bit more. Welcome back. This is A to Z and Arab English Radio. And obviously, I'm talking about concern for others. And I've just used the example of His Eminence the Sayyid, how he was always thinking, always concerned about other people. For example, the troops, the fighters, what they were doing, whether things were easy for them. And obviously, this is the idea. We can do this when we've sort of defeated our ego. Because while we're still caught up in what our ego wants, or maybe our ego just wants to have this nice meal, or maybe our ego is saying to us, oh, go out and buy this thing, please, I want this thing. And you can imagine, if you just think about it logically, any time that we are thinking about something that we want, there is time that we can't be busy thinking about others, and we also can't be busy thinking about Allah. Now, obviously, everything, in a sense, Allah doesn't need us anyway. Allah is in no need. But obviously, one way of serving Allah for us as human beings is to serve the others, serve humanity, serve the Ummah, serve the fellow believers. So having this constant concern for others is, in a sense, a very good manifestation, a great example of how we can achieve this. And obviously, this is, it's not just this, so it's not just this idea of defeating the ego. Obviously, we have a sort of level of empathy and kindness and obviously concern for brotherhood, sisterhood, that is obviously exemplary. So this sort of selflessness is something that, you know, maybe we can even develop as a habit in ourselves, those of us who are not at that high level. And for sure, because we know, look, if we maybe just make it a habit of ours every day to just consciously, and even though maybe we're doing lots of dhikr of Allah, but maybe if every day we can also train ourselves to think about maybe some of the people in our family, you know, what are they doing? What are they in need of? And do that day by day. And maybe that can become more of a trait in us too, inshallah. So I pray that you gain some extra points or insights from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.